Unit 9. Although Patsy cannot see, she can read. A. Let's read. Anne has a blind friend. Her name is Patsy Wu. She is 15. She cannot see at all. However, she goes to school every day by bus. She goes to a special school for blind children. Although Patsy cannot see, she can read. She reads Braille. Letters in Braille are dots. Blind people feel the dots with their fingers. Different arrangements of dots represent different letters. Although there are many books in Braille, there are not any magazines. Patsy likes TV and Entertainment Times, so Anne reads it to her. She visits her once a week. Patsy also has some talking books. Famous actors have read these books into a microphone and recorded them. People can buy these talking books on cassettes. However, Patsy's parents are poor and cannot afford to buy her these cassettes. However, her friends usually give her cassettes for presents, and she plays them on her Walkman. She can also borrow talking books from the public library, and her school has a good collection. Although Patsy is blind, she is a happy child. She never complains. She has lots of friends, and they all help to make her life rich and full. F. A joke.
A man jumped out of a plane. He was wearing a parachute. However, the parachute had holes in it. Luckily, there was a haystack below him. However, the haystack had a fork in it. Luckily, the man missed the fork. However, he also missed the haystack.
Words and expressions.
Although. Patsy. However. Special. Braille. Arrangement. Represent. Entertainment. Once a week. Famous. Actor. Microphone. Record. Cassette. Afford. Public. A good collection. Make one's life rich and full. Lewis. Invent. Code. Deaf. Lip. Get good marks. Aid. A hearing aid. Parachute. Luckily. Haystack.
Unit 10. It was raining, so we did not go out. A. Let's read. It was raining yesterday, so Anne and Ken did not go out. Instead, they stayed in and decided to make a chocolate cake.
The cake won't be ready until Mommy comes home from work. She'll be pleased
Anne said. She found flour, eggs, margarine, and sugar. She took them out and put them on the kitchen table.
There isn't any chocolate, so I have to get some,
she said.
I'll run down to the shops.
Anne went out, and Ken was on his own. He wanted to help, so he looked for a mixing bowl. He found one in the cupboard under the sink. Then he took a wooden spoon out of the drawer. I've watched Mummy make a cake, he thought, so I can make one myself. He poured all the flour into the bowl and added the margarine. The margarine was very hard. He could not mix it into the flour with the spoon, so he used his hands. He soon had flour all over himself. Next, he tried to add the eggs. He did not break them neatly, so he made an eggy mess on the table. He did not want to waste the eggs, so he scraped them off the table and put them into the bowl with the flour and margarine. Then he poured in all the sugar. He stirred and stirred the mixture, but it was not very smooth. It was also very hard. There was not any milk in the refrigerator, so he put in some water. He put in too much, and the mixture was now like yellow paint. When Anne came back and saw the mess, she was very angry. Words and expressions.
Instead. Margarine. Mix. Mix something into. Mixture. Sink. Wooden. An eggy mess. Waste. Scrape. Scrape something off. Smooth. Refrigerator. Properly. Stiff. Alarm. An alarm clock. Go off. Turn on. Oven. Rack. Sandwich. Sandwich. A chemist's shop. Fashion. Paint. Cough medicine. Toothpaste. A pair of jeans.